America Weekend.
Thanks for joining us on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And friends is the topic right now that I want to talk to you about, because I know that I have a lot of friends that all of a sudden are starting to move away. They're leaving the place that we know so well. They're no longer 15, 20 minutes away that we could get together, have a drink, go out for dinner, catch up in person. It's not feasible. They've moved thousands of miles away, and it's happening more and more. And I'm wondering, how do you keep track of friends, or do they just sort of go by the wayside? But there's an article from Motto Magazine, which is from Time, that addresses that very issue, why it's important to have long-distance friends and long-distance relationships, which they call LDR, long-distance relationships. And you can't stop people from moving away and getting involved with different people, getting married, having business taking them away from you, right? So it happens. How do you maintain that long-distance relationship is the question. Well, we all rely a lot, and I am certainly one of those people, on texting or emailing, electronic communication, maybe through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, right? The first thing you should do is stop that inclination to just text or do an electronic communication and pick up the phone. Oh, yes, the phone. Remember that? It's really important to hear each other's voices and maintain that bond in the relationship. So maybe the best way to do that, because we're all time compressed, is to just make it a plan in your to-do list every week, that once a week you reach out to a long-distance friend and make that a commitment, so that by the end of the month you've caught up with everybody, right? So maybe that's the one way to do it, picking up the phone and also planning trips to see each other. Even if it's 6 months away, you know that you have something to look forward to. Maybe you can meet in the middle of the country, for example. If you're on the East Coast and your friend that's moved away is on the West Coast, you meet in Chicago and do something that's convenient for you both. So that's the number one way to stay connected. The other thing to do is, we all tend to reminisce when we have a friend that has been around for a long time, and you talk about the good old days and what you used to do. Well, that's fine because you have that bond, but to keep the friendship fresh and active, you have to move beyond the past and keep each other current with what's going on now, and bringing that individual into your daily life, catching them up on what's going on. Very important. And the other thing that we tend to do, because when we are with a long-distance friend, whether it's on a phone call or Skype or FaceTime or in person, because you have a limited period of time, you don't tend to want to have any confrontations at all. So the communication is a little bit on the surface. And that's the inclination, not to be totally upfront because you want to avoid the conflict, because you just don't have the time that you used to have together. So to keep that friendship really bonded, to keep it fresh, to keep it real, if there is a conflict that's brewing or something that you want to discuss, you really need to be honest with each other and make sure that that friendship is growing and not just stagnating. So I think these are really important tips for all of us who tend to rely so much on electronic communication, of which I am totally that person. I do this all the time. Even around the holidays, I'll tend to text everybody as I'm not in the driver's seat, I'm in the passenger seat. As we're going somewhere, I'll be texting everybody, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, because it's just impossible to call that many people. It's just physically impossible. You don't have the time to reach out to 15, 20 people, so you text. But to those individuals who really are the core, if you can choose maybe the top five or top seven friends in your life that you really want to stay close to, even those that are close by and not long-distance friends, I think the phone every month, if nothing more than that, is really important to do. That's just my two cents on today's America Weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Great to have you with us.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Brian Fuller, Fuller Hot Rods, Atlanta, Georgia.
Famming up your own fenders.
Plenty of opportunity for people that don't have a lot of tools. We gear the book to a guy that was working in his own shop.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Author Brian.
Full bore sheet metal. So we show you the big, fancy, expensive tools, but most everything can be done with snips, hammer dolly, some kind of welder, whether it's a cheap MIG welder or a TIG welder or gas. Basics of sheet metal and how to weld it, how to form it, how you think about it. We do some projects like building a seat pan for a bike, tail section, battery boxes. Both the beginner and the advanced guy is really going to get some knowledge out of it and see a lot of cool photographs in the process.
Contact info.
FullerHotRods.com.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road and on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Consider this. Half of all jobs never get advertised until they're filled. And these hidden jobs are the ones you really want.
So says Duncan Matheson, author of the book Unlock the Hidden Job Market. He suggests you start your search by making a list of 100 people you know.
It won't be easy, but it's important because the people who aren't top of mind are often your best resources. Duncan learned this technique from a guy who got a job thanks to the 100th person on his list.
Use social networks to reconnect with them. Ask if there's any way you can help them. Then tell them what you're looking for. Ask them who they know who might be able to help you.
Keep networking to find that job nobody knows about. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.